Hello, hello. It's Jane Hamill from Fashion Brain Academy. Welcome to podcast episode number 18. Today we're talking about 5 tips to help boost your holiday sales. So this is a podcast that's giving you the real life roadmap to running a fashion business and making money and understanding the business side of things. So let's do it. Hi, everybody. I just got back from San Francisco yesterday. It was an amazing trip to a fabric and trim show called the DG Expo. D like David, G like George, E like Expo. And I do this show. They have it in 3 different cities, New York, San Francisco, and Miami. This was obviously San Francisco. As I'm taping this, it's just before Thanksgiving. And the show was really great. I did 4 seminars. I learned so much from the designers that I met there. Hopefully they learned from me. I'm going to be posting pictures and some fabric sources that I found as well up on Facebook, the Fashion Brain Academy Facebook page, later today or tomorrow. So check for that if you're interested in seeing what the show was like. Okay, it was really great. The wonderful thing about the DG Expo is that the vendors there are all able to ship you low minimums. So small companies can shop at that show. Lots of times you find fabrics and you can't buy it because the minimums are too high, but the DG Expo is solving that issue. So I like the show a lot. And it's dgexpo.net, www.dgexpo.net. All right, let's get to our topic of the day and go into our 5 tips to get you some more holiday sales. The first thing is an idea I read somewhere, I don't recall, but it's something similar to what I'm going to do with my business. The tip is to create a holiday gift-giving checklist. So I don't know if you're like me, but I think me and most people don't really even remember all the people that we need to buy for. We have a little list in our head, but oftentimes we haven't been that organized to list everything out and decide who's going to get what and make sure we get everything. So if you can be the helpful company that makes a little list like this that they can download, something cute, you know, with check boxes there, ideas for people that you don't want to forget that should be on the list that you might have not thought about it. You don't have to go as far as to put gift IDs on there, although you could. It would really reduce the stress of the customer. So, for instance, you're going to have people on there like, you know, my spouse, my brother, my sister, siblings, mom, dad, kids, the usual people, right? My aunt so-and-so, aunt so-and-so. And then maybe you'll add on there the ones that I always seem to forget about and need to run out the last minute, which would be like the school crossing guard, the maintenance guys at the school, the teachers, my newspaper person, because yes, I actually do still get a newspaper, the UPS guy. You know, you don't want to forget somebody. Or I would even put on there like incidental hostess gifts that you know you're going to pop in somewhere and you want to bring something, and you won't remember to do it if it's not on a list like that. So you could be the helpful company giving them a little downloadable checklist. And when it comes to this as well, I learned an amazing, deceptively simple phrase from Kathy Wagner from RetailMavens.com. And she really is the retail maven, I got to say. She's so good with retail strategies. And this is what she taught me years ago. You say to somebody, and you can say this in an email, in a video, whatever. It doesn't have to be in person. You say to them, "Who can I help you cross off your list?" And what it does is it triggers something in their brain where they're like, oh, yeah, who should I just get out of the way right now, right? For some people, gift giving is fun and picking out items is fun. For other people, shopping for gifts is very stressful. So either way, you're helping them get something done and get it done now. Plus, you get the bonus of getting the sale. All right, tip number 2, create a sense of urgency. So intellectually, I think we all know that Christmas Day or Hanukkah or whatever holiday it is that you're celebrating happens on a certain day. I mean, I celebrate Christmas, right? So I know Christmas is December 25th. I'm not a complete idiot, right? And yet it really always totally shocks me when I see or I hear or I read, you know, blank days until Christmas. Now, maybe I am a complete idiot because when I think of it, well, there's you know, it's about a month away, and then they say 29 shopping days till Christmas. I start to get a little panicked in the sense that I better shop right now, which is good, right? So remind them of the sense of urgency by doing, you know, these three things, three little tips in tip number two. The one is to offer for them to order by this date, and you'll receive your gifts before blank, December blank, this date, okay? So it triggers them a reason to act now. You know, it's a good call to action to say, hey, order by December 5th, and we'll be sure to have it to you by the 15th. And then that can take some of the pressure off of the gift-giving cycle for people. And it makes them say, yeah, I better do it by the 5th. So they have a date they need to order so they don't put it off. The next thing you can do is a call to action to get somebody to actually pull the trigger and make the purchase is to offer an incentive when they order by a certain date. A very powerful one is free shipping when you order by blank, okay, or free gift wrap if you order by this date. The third thing you can do is put on your site a countdown, like really truly like one of those sort of cheesy, you know, alarm clock looking numbers that's counting down the days and time, days, hours, and minutes until the big day. This could be tricky depending if you're going to put it as Christmas or Hanukkah. Maybe you'll have a few different ones. I don't know. But you can get an app for that, or there are plugins that you can do for your site. I'm not a genius at that, but I have a web person who knows these things, and it's not hard to do, and some of them are free. Number three, the third tip, is to really, truly think about your gift wrap. Create amazing gift wrap. And it doesn't have to be expensive, but presentation is everything. Perceived value goes way up when things are beautifully packaged and presented. And absolutely, people are willing to pay more when they see what they're going to get and what it looks like. So people are busy. You know, some people actually love wrapping presents, but most of us feel like it's a hassle. So make it easy for them. Many shoppers are happy to pay for gift wrap just so they don't have to do the work and they don't have to think about it. Okay, so there's one, I'll link to it in the show notes on the blog. So if you're not listening to this on the blog, just go to fashionbrainacademy.com and there's a search box on the blog and Google up holiday sales. You'll find this podcast and you'll see a link to a really cool gift wrapping idea that simply, it really is just brown craft paper with red bows, but beautifully written the person's name in like a silver or gold ink on the package. It's terrific. So take a look at that, and there's a link to the site where I saw that as well. And so we'll give her a shout out. All right, the next thing that you want to do to boost your holiday sales, honestly, use Pinterest. Pinterest is insanely busy during the holidays. I mean, there is no question that is the busiest time for Pinterest, and the holiday gift giving recipes, all those things are just going nuts, all right? And check this out. A few interesting little tidbits and facts about Pinterest, okay? So Picora is an image marketing and analytics tool. According to Picora, they analyzed data from 1,000 brands over a period of 9 months, and they found something I find amazing. In their research, they said, quote, each pin a user attaches to his or her Pinterest boards is worth, on average, 78 cents in additional sales to the brand whose merchandise is featured. Okay, are you getting that? Each pin a user attaches to his or her board, usually her, 90% of Pinterest is women, is worth 78 cents in additional sales to the brand whose merchandise is featured. That's almost an extra dollar worth of sales for each PIM. Bam! I mean, that's crazy, okay? So that's a powerful metric there. A few other little fun facts about Pinterest. 90% of these pinners shopped within the last 6 months, according to Nielsen. And according to ComScore, women on Pinterest are 30% more likely to shop or buy online than the average woman. That cracks me up. I think there are over 600 million holiday pins on Pinterest right now, according to the Pinterest blog. And according to research from Wayfair.com, check this out. Pinners also spend 50% more money on average than users of other social media channels. And they spend 20% more than people referred from non-social channels. Okay, so Facebook drives more clicks and buys, but the average amount spent is much, much less. Pinterest is where there's the average dollar value of a purchase is very high, okay? And that's all from Wayfair.com. 75% of all Pinterest usage occurs on a mobile device, according to Pinterest's blog. So that means, and don't stress out if you don't have this ready, but after the holidays when things settle down, make sure your site really needs to be rocking it on devices. You know, it has to be mobile friendly. It has to be simple. You will be losing sales. I mean, 75% of pinners are on a mobile device, which means likely 75% of sales is on the go. Boom, 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 click, click, click. So it needs to be mobile friendly. And remember that it's not just about pinning your own products. I think that's a big mistake a lot of us make, and I've made it as well. And I'm only learning the culture of Pinterest, you know, as I go along. I'm getting better at it. But repinning is a wonderful way to get new followers. And you want to have boards that are not directly related to your products, really. I know it seems like, well, why would I put something on my product? Because you get involved with people. If your customer is on Pinterest, then you want to relate to them in many different ways, not just about your product, okay? And it works, okay? Some of the most popular for the holidays would be a board that's for holiday recipes, projects and gifts, DIY, like Christmas DIY, Hanukkah DIY, whatever, Kwanzaa DIY, whatever you got, and holiday decorating. Those are four very popular boards, okay? Number five, the fifth tip to boosting your holiday sales is regarding emails. When you send out an email, I really encourage you to focus on one or two items only in each email. And actually, I really prefer one, but I'm giving you two just in case. So our natural inclination is to say, here, go see my whole collection. We have great new stuff. And here's, you know, seven pictures of all the good stuff that I'm doing. But what happens is when you give them a lot of options like this and you show them everything, it is not as effective as when you just promote one item and one item only per email, okay? So what happens when you give people, you know, the whole range of choices, they get confused. They're not sure which item appeals to them, and they get a little frustrated even though it's not conscious sometimes, and they say, oh, that's nice. I don't know what to do with it, so maybe I'll come back, and they click away. All right, if you feature one item and they like it and there's a reason to do it now, like, hey, order by this date and you'll get this, bam, they're in. Okay, it's much easier for them to make a decision than when they have too many choices. I hope you really take that to heart, because it took me a long time to believe it. And the only reason I do believe it is because I've tested it. And I've tested it with designers, and I've tested it with my own company, and I definitely tested it like crazy when I used to do a lot of mailers when I had my retail store. And everything we did was snail mail back then, you know, pretty much till I was doing a little bit of email marketing towards the end. So let's recap the five tips. Number one, do something different, like creating a holiday gift checklist. Number two, make sure you create a sense of urgency or scarcity, a reason for them to act now. Number three, create amazing gift wrap and let them know exactly what they're going to get. Number four, use Pinterest. It's super active right now and it does work. Number five, when you send emails, focus on just promoting only one item and one item only. All right, maybe I'll give you two, but seriously, don't include pictures of 17 different things in there, all right? Okay, so tell me this. You have an assignment. Well, I'll call it a challenge. How about that? Pick one of these tips, okay? Pick one of these strategies and do it. And do it today, okay? Just implement what you can. Take imperfect action on this. And let me know in the comments on the blog which of these tips are you going to try, When are you going to do it? And then even after you do it, I'd love it if you came back and commented again and told me what happened. That'd be amazing. But for now, your challenge is to pick one of these five tips and announce it to the world in the comments on the blog. Okay? And do me a favor. If you like this video, will you please kindly like it and share it with your peeps? I'd love to get the word out about this podcast, which I'm really calling a fodcast until it gets on iTunes. But I really love your feedback, so let me know what you think. If there are critiques you have for this podcast, bam, put them in the comments. I am listening to you. Let's talk both ways instead of me just talking and you listening. All right, so if you've been lurking, it's time to comment and let me know what's up with you and what you're thinking. All right? Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate the time that you spend listening to me. I take it very, very seriously, and it's valuable. I know your time is valuable. So thanks a ton. Have an awesome day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.